Once again, like to wish everyone a pleasant evening.
再一次的想要跟大家说有一个美好的晚安。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus be with everyone.
愿主耶稣的平安与喜乐与大家同在。
Tonight, we want to spend some time on the topic of prayer.
今天晚上呢,我们就想要探讨祷告这个题目。
We've been reading the book of Jeremiah recently here.
那我们最近呢,都在读这个耶利米书。
And in these past 2 weeks of reading, I think we probably have noticed that God greatly laments and is angered by the spiritual state of his people.
在过去几个礼拜的这个阅读呢,我们可以发现说,神呢,对他的百姓的这个属灵状况感到非常的悲伤。
They have turned aside from seeking after God and his ways.
他们已经就是转开,不随从神,也不跟从他的方式。
They have turned away from the covenant which they entered into with God and worshipped many idols.
他们也是离开他们最起初跟神立的约,然后去拜偶像。
Right. God even said no other nations would exchange their gods for other ones.
甚至亲自说没有其他的国度会愿意来更换自己的神跟别的神来更换。
But the Israelites were consistently unfaithful to the true God.
但是以色列百姓呢,他们就是不断的对神不忠诚。
So God, through Jeremiah, was telling them that destruction is coming from a kingdom, from the kingdoms of the north.
所以呢,那借着耶利米先知,神就告诉以色列百姓,这个毁灭要从北国来到。
Now, of course, when Jeremiah heard these type of words, God also knew what type of reaction Jeremiah would have.
当然耶利米听到这些话的时候,神也知道他会有什么样的看法。
God knew that Jeremiah would want to pray for these people.
他也知道耶利米可能会愿意要为这些百姓来祈求。
But God told him at least 3 times not to pray for the people.
但是神呢,至少有三次跟他说不要为百姓来祈祷。
Let's look at these very quickly. Right?
那我们很快的来看一下。Let's
turn to Jeremiah chapter 7.
我们看耶利米书的第七章,
verse 16.
16节。
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 16.
耶利米书第七章16节。
Says, therefore, do not pray for this people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you.
所以你不要为这百姓祈祷,不要为他们呼求祷告,也不要向我为他们祈求,因为我不听于你。Okay.
Let's also jump to chapter 11, verse 14.
我们跳到11章的14节。
Jeremiah 11, verse 14.
耶利米书11章14节,
so do not pray for this people, or lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry out to me because of their trouble.
所以你不要为这百姓祈祷,不要为他们呼求祷告,因为他们遭难向我哀求的时候, 我必不应允。
Right, and then let's also jump to chapter 14, verse 11.
那我们再跳到14章的11节。
Jeremiah 14, verse 11.
耶利米书14章的11节,
then the Lord said to me, do not pray for this people, for their good. Verse 12.
12节,
when they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence.
十一节,主又对我说,不要为这百姓祈祷求好处。十二节,他们禁止的时候,我不听他们的呼求,他们献燔祭和素祭,我也不悦纳,我却要用刀剑饥荒瘟疫灭绝他们。
So these three passages all have that same message.
所以这三段经节呢, 的讯息基本上是一样。
And I think it's very interesting. I think a little bit shocking too.
那我觉得这, 非常有趣, 那有一点, 惊讶。
Right? God is telling us not to pray, or God is telling Jeremiah not to pray, not to intercede for the people.
主在这边跟耶利米书, 耶利米先知说, 不要祷告, 不要代求, 为这个百姓代求。
Because God already says, I'm not going to hear those prayers.
因为神说我不会听你的呼求。
And that's a bit shocking because the God that we know, doesn't he want us to pray to him? Doesn't he want us to intercede for other people?
这是非常惊奇的事情, 因为我们认识的神, 不是 希望他的百姓, 他的人们向他祈求祷告吗?
So this is something we'd like to study tonight. Right?
所以今天晚上我们就想查考这边。
We're going to use passages in the book of Jeremiah to examine the situations where our prayers and intercessions actually will be fruitless.
那我们会借着耶利米书里面的记载, 来探讨, 为什么 有时候祷告或者是代求呢, 是没有效果的。
And then later on, we'll talk about what will make our prayers more effective and more fruitful.
那我们, 之后呢, 再来探讨说怎么样的祷告可以让我们, 变得比较有功效。
Right. So let's now ask the question and look at the question. Why would Jeremiah's intercessions become fruitless?
那我们先来探讨这个问题, 为什么耶利米先知的祈祷代求会变得没有效果?
The main factor is because of the spiritual condition of the people he was praying for.
最重要的情况呢, 就是他, 要祈求的人们, 这些百姓的属灵情况的问题。
God said in chapter 15, verse 1.
神在15章的第一节里面说,
God said, even if Moses and Samuel stood before me, my mind would not be favorable towards this people.
主对我说, 虽有摩西和撒母耳站在我面前代求, 我的心也不愿意, 也不愿惜这百姓。
Right, just cast them out of my sight.
你将他们从我眼前赶出。
Right, this is the type of anger and a relationship God had with his people at this point in time.
所以神在这时候呢, 就是, 跟他的百姓的这样子的恶劣的关系, 然后他的非常这种强烈的态度, 对他们。
So we often will pray for other people too, right?
那我们常常会, 帮人家祷, 代祷。
Or sometimes people pray for us.
那很多时候别人也会帮我们代祷。
We have to be careful not to fall into the same spiritual state as these people.
那我们需要注意, 我们不可以让自己, 变得像这些百姓的属灵情况一样。
Because if so, then our prayers or people's prayers for us will become fruitless.
如果是这样子的话, 那人们或者是我们自己的祷告呢, 就变得没有果效。
So what was the spiritual condition of the people?
所以呢, 在这时候, 百姓他们的属灵情况是怎么样的?
We can point out at least 5 points.
那我们可以指出五点。
And all of this has to do with sin.
那基本上都是跟罪有关系。
So the first point I'd like to mention is that they had committed very serious sin.
所以呢, 那第一点我想要, 说的就是说, 他们犯了非常严重的罪。
And we've been talking about this the last couple of weeks. It's the sin of idolatry.
所以呢, 那我们在过去几个礼拜有提到他们就是犯了奸淫的罪。
不是奸淫,就是拜偶像的罪。
他们犯了拜偶像的罪。
Which is actually spiritual adultery, yeah.
就是属灵上的奸淫。
right? Because they're being unfaithful to the one true God.
因为呢，他们对独一真神呢不忠实。
Yeah. We know that the first commandment.
那我们知道第一诫命。
Right, is to not have any gods, before God.
除了神之外，不可以有别的神。
Right. And Brother Yang pointed out the other day, right? If we have other gods, other idols, when God looks at us, then there's an obstacle in the way.
那杨弟兄几天前有提到，就是说，当我们如果有其他的神或者是偶像的话，当神看我们的时候，就是会有一个障碍。
And we are becoming very unfaithful.
那我们就会变得非常不。
The God that was so good to us, that saved us from bondage and slavery, we have forsaken.
这个对我们非常好的神，拯救我们脱离这个奴隶的制度的神，我们就是把它抛弃。
Right. So it's a great betrayal and a great damage to the relationship.
这个是非极大的背叛，然后对这个关系的极大的破裂。
This probably is one of the most serious sins in all of the Bible that we see.
那这可能是在圣经里面所有的罪中最严重的罪。
Right. Is to deny the true God and turn after something that's created.
就是舍弃真神，然后去拜那些被造之物。
Right. We deny the Creator and seek after the created.
那我们就是不承认这个主这个造人的主宰，但是我们去敬拜被造之物。
Okay, so this is something we also need to reflect on.
所以呢，那我们应该要好好的思考这一点。
A second condition of their sin was that they didn't just commit it one time, but it was something repetitive and that kept on happening.
所以呢，那他们的问题呢，第二个问题就是说，他们不是光是犯这个犯罪，但是他们是重复的在犯罪。
God kept on saying that it kept on happening again and again.
因为神不断的说，这个不断的在发生，重复在发生。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 7.
那我们看耶利米书的第七章。
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 25.
耶利米书的第七章的二十五节。
Chapter 7, verse 25.
耶利米书第七章二十五节。
Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have even sent to you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them.
二十五节，自从你们列祖出埃及地的那日，直到今日，我差遣我的仆人众先知到你们那里去，每日从早起来差遣他们。
Why did God have to keep on sending servants and prophets to the people?
那为什么神要不断的来差遣这些仆人众先知去到他们那里去呢？
It's to warn them of sin.
因为就是要提醒他们，警告他们的罪。
And in particular, to warn them of their idolatry.
然后也是提醒他们这个拜偶像的问题。
Right, so if we look at the prophetic books in the Bible,
如果我们可以看圣经里面的先知书，
right, all of them, pretty much all of them, have warnings against idolatry.
所以呢，基本上每一个先知书呢，都是有对这个偶像的这个警告。
So God had to keep on sending them again and again. So repetitive. It never changed.
所以需要不断的一直来差派这个先知，然后重复说同样的一件事情。
So what did God say later?
那后来神之后在说什么呢？
Let's read Jeremiah 15 verse 6.
那我们看耶利米书的十五章的第六节。
Jeremiah 15 verse 6.
耶利米书十五章的第六节。
You have forsaken me, says the Lord. You have gone backward. Therefore, I will stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am weary of relenting.
主说你弃绝了我，转身退后，因此我伸手攻击你，毁坏你，我后悔，甚不耐烦。
Right? Here it says, I am weary of relenting.
在这边说到我后悔，甚不耐烦。
It means that it just kept on doing the same thing over and over, and God kept on forgiving and having patience. But by this point in time, they had done it so much, God was tired of always forgiving them.
因为就是不断的重复，就是被神要赦免他们，但是他们重复的要犯罪，在这个阶段的时候呢，神就甚至觉得非常的烦躁。
We probably all have similar type of experience.
我们自己本身可能都是有类似这样的经验。
Right, whether it's with a coworker, our own children, our spouse, sometimes they do the same thing over and over again to offend us.
不管是我们的同事，或者是我们的小孩子，或者是我们的配偶，他们常常会有时候会重复的做同样的事情，让我们觉得很反感。
And basically, you get to the breaking point where you just give up.
基本上你就会达到这个爆发点，然后你就是放弃。
But obviously, God is more patient than us.
但是神呢，当然是比我们更有耐心。
You see, he was patient with his people for hundreds of years.
因为呢，他甚至几百年呢，都对他的百姓有非常大的耐心。
Right. But then, by this point, it was just too much.
但是到这时候呢，就是已经是太过分了。
So the sin that they were committing not only was serious, but kept on being repeated.
所以他们犯的这个罪过呢，不光是非常的严重，但是他不断的重复又重复。
A third description of their spiritual state is that this sin was also intentional.
所以呢，到他们第三个属灵的问题，那就是说这个罪过呢是故意在犯。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 18.
我们可以看第七章的十八节。
Jeremiah 7, verse 18.
耶利米书第七章的十八节。
The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes for the queen of heaven. And they pour out drink offerings to other gods, that they may provoke me to anger.
孩子捡柴，父亲烧火，妇女薄面做饼献给天后，又向别神烧点祭，惹我发怒。
Right, verse 18 uses the word provoke. Right?
所以十八节呢，在这边是说，惹我发怒。
Right? Provoke implies intentional, right? You do something intentional to make somebody have a reaction and to get angry.
所以惹我呢，就是说，好像这个人是故意这样子要做，来惹事，让对方感到非常的生气。
They know what is right, they know what is wrong, but they purposely do what is wrong.
他们知道什么是对的，什么是善的，但是他们故意要犯错，做不好的事。
So, same with, so the people of Israel, it's not like they didn't know what was right.
所以呢，以色列百姓并不是不知道什么是不对的事。
It's not like they didn't know the covenant that they entered into.
并不是他们不知道他们进入然后立的这个约。
But they just intentionally wanted to anger God.
但是他们就是故意的要冒犯神。
A fourth description of their situation is that their sin was also increasing.
所以呢，在他们的这个属灵的情况的第四个节，第四个问题就是说他们的罪过犯呢，不断的增加增长。
Okay, let's read chapter 7, verse 26.
我们看第七章的二十六节。
Jeremiah 7, verse 26.
耶利米书第七章二十六节。
They did not obey me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did worse than their fathers.
你们却不听从，不侧耳听，竟硬着颈项行恶。 比你们列祖更甚。
Chapter 16, verse 12 is very similar to you have done worse than your fathers.
16章的12节也是有类似的记载。在这边说到就是说你们行恶比你们列祖更甚。
Right. So the quality of the, or the, yeah, the sin that they were engaging in was getting worse and worse and more serious.
所以呢他们行的恶呢犯的错呢是越来越严重。
And then going back to chapter 7, verse 26.
那我们看回去第七章的二十六节。
Right, the first part also tells us that they were so rebellious and so hard-hearted.
所以呢第一部分呢也是跟我们讲说他们就是非常的硬心然后硬的景象。
Right, and they would listen to their own teachers, right, who said like, oh, everything now is going to be peaceful.
所以他们只有听他们的老师就是认为说一切都会平静下来。
Right, they weren't really seeking after God, seeking after truth.
他们不是找寻神或者是找寻真理。
But they would look for prophets to confirm their sin.
所以呢他们会找寻先知来确认他们的罪恶。
Right, or to confirm their current lifestyle.
或者是要确认他们的现在的生活方式。
Right. So God kept on repeating, saying they were stiff-necked and hard-hearted.
所以呢神不断地说他们硬心然后硬的景象。
This is the spiritual condition of the Israelites at that time.
所以呢这是以色列百姓那时候的情况。
Their sin was serious.
他们的罪很严重。
It was repetitive.
重复性。
It was intentional.
然后故意要做。
It was increasing.
然后不断的增加。
And they were rebellious throughout all.
然后他们就是说要硬的景象非常的悖逆。
And so because the people were this in such a condition.
因为人民呢就是到了这个程度。
That's why no matter if Jeremiah or Moses or Samuel, whoever prayed, it would be fruitless. It would not have any effect at all.
所以不管是耶利米、摩西或者是撒母耳，谁来祷告祈求都完全的没有功效。
So this is something that we can reflect on, right?
所以呢，我们自己应该也要思考这一点。
We may pray for other people, right?
那有时候我们会为别人代祷。
Sometimes other people may be a very similar spiritual situation as this.
那有时候别人也可能会是这样子的属灵情况。
In that case, the prayers may not be very effective.
如果是这样子的话，那这个祈祷呢，可能是没有什么功效。
Right, let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
我们来看约翰一书的第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书的第五章。
Verse 16.
16节。
1 John chapter 5, verse 16.
约翰一书第五章的十六节。
If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask and he will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. There is sin leading to death. I did not say that he should pray about that. Verse 17.
17节。
All unrighteousness is sin. And there is sin not leading to death.
十六节，人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。有至于死的罪，我不说当为这罪祈求。十七节，凡不义的事都是罪，也有不至于死的罪。
Right. Here the Apostle John is letting us know there's two types of sins.
在这边使徒约翰呢提醒我们有两种不一样的罪。
The sin which does not lead to death.
有不至于死的罪。
When somebody or ourselves commit this type of sin, you can see there is still hope.
那如果有人或者是甚至我们自己呢犯了这样子的罪可以可以发现说还是有一些希望。
Right, because it's not as serious it seems.
因为呢这些罪呢比不是这么的严重。
Right, of course, all sin is not good. It's unrighteous.
当然所有的罪都是不好的, 因为他们都是不义的事。
But this type of sin, God says, you can pray and God will give him life.
那有一些罪呢, 神就是说你可以为他祈求, 然后神会赐给他生命。
Right? Because they are not in that, a serious of such a spiritual condition like the Israelites were talking about, right?
所以他们没有在属灵的 这个像以色列百姓的这么的严重。
Right. But if we or the ones that we are praying for have committed sins leading to death,
但是呢，就是说有一些罪呢, 就像比如说我们犯的或者人犯的可以致死的罪。
Right. And the Apostle John says, I do not say he should pray about that.
那使徒约翰在这边说，我不说当为这罪祈求。
Because the sin is too serious.
因为这个罪比较严重。
In Hebrews, it talks about people who intentionally turn against the truth.
在希伯来书里面说，好像就是人故意的， 要背离真道。
Right? Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 6.
看希伯来书的第六章。
Right. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4.
希伯来书的第六章的第四节。
For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of the God of God and the powers of the age to come, verse 6, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame.
第四节论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份。第五节，并尝过神善道的滋味，绝无来世全能的人。第六节，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子从钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。Yeah,
chapter 10, verse 26, also similar.
第十章的26节也是, 在说类似。
Right, it says, if we sin willfully, right, after we have received a knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins.
因为我们得知真道之后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
When you take all of these passages and put them together,
所以当把我们把所有的经节，然后把它连接在一起的时候，
you can see really if we keep on committing serious sins, right?
那你会发现，如果我们继续的犯这个 很严重的罪，
repetitively, intentionally,
重复性的，然后故意性的来犯，
in fact, rebellious and proud of it too.
然后呢，甚至呢， 非常的悖逆，然后 觉得非常的骄傲。
Right. These are, you can see that Apostle John says not to pray about this because it won't be heard.
可以看到说使徒约翰说我们可以 不要为这个来求。
Right? Because it won't be heard by God.
因为神不会去听。
Right? And so our church, the Truth Research Committee, right, especially has emphasized sins like idolatry, adultery, right? These type of serious sins are sins leading to death.
所以呢，那我们的教会的这个真理探讨的这个部门呢，他们就是之前就是有查考过，就是有关于拜偶像或者是奸淫或者是其他的都算是死罪。
Right. Yeah. So, I remember one time there was a member who asked me a question.
我记得有一次有一位信徒来问我一个问题。
And then just talking about one of their relatives who had committed a very serious sin like this.
所以在问说他有一个认识一个亲戚, 就是犯了很严重的罪。
Asked me, like, what should I do? Should I keep praying for them?
所以他来问我说, 那我应该怎么做? 我是不是要继续的为他祷告?
And in the end, I can only refer to these verses in the Bible, right?
那最后我只能就是, 引导他看圣经里面的这些经节。
Right, especially that verse we read in 1 John. Yeah.
特别是我们在约翰一书读的这个经节
where Apostle John says I do not say that he should pray about that
所以呢使徒约翰说我不说应该为这个罪来祈求
yeah okay, so we have to be very cautious ourselves
所以呢我们自己本身也要非常的当心
But we encourage everyone, no matter how serious you feel your sin is.
所以呢，我们鼓励所有的人，不管你认为你自己的罪有多么的严重。
It's always better to repent and humble ourselves.
那当然还是要悔改，然后谦卑下来。
Remember in the Old Testament, in 1 Kings, God even heard the prayer of King Ahab, who committed so many sins.
所以我们记得在列王记上。在旧约的记载呢，那甚至神会听亚哈王的祈祷，因为亚哈犯了真的很多的罪。
Right, and God said, "Look, even Ahab humbled himself before me."
因为神说，甚至亚哈在我面前都谦卑下来。
But if we get to a point where we're like the Israelites, the Jews during Jeremiah's time,
但是呢，如果我们达到就是耶利米书里面以色列人的这种境界的时候
Then our prayers and people's prayers for us will become fruitless.
那我们自己的祷告或者是人家为我们的祈求都是完全没有果效。
All right, let's now talk about what will make our prayers more fruitful and more effective.
那我们现在来谈一下说那怎么样才让我们的祷告有功效。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 15.
那我们再看回去耶利米书的十五章。
Right, let's read verse 10.
我们看第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 10.
耶利米书第十五章第十节。
Woe is me, my mother, that you have borne me, a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent for interest, nor have men lent to me for interest. Every one of them curses me.
我的母亲啊，我有祸了，因你生我作为遍地相争相竞的人，我素来没有借贷于人，人也没有借贷于我，人人都却都咒骂我。
We can see there's many chapters of where God said he's going to destroy his people.
我们可以看到有很多章都记载说神要毁灭他的百姓。
And then Jeremiah had heard multiple times already that God will not listen.To any intercession for these people.
那耶利米也是不断的重复的听到神说神不愿意听他为这些百姓来祈祷祈求。
And so all of this news together was a heavy burden for Jeremiah.
所以这些所有的消息加在一起呢，让耶利米的心情非常的沉重。
First, he says here he wishes he was never born.
所以在这边呢，他甚至说呢，他希望他的母亲没有生他。
Right. In chapter 20, he talks about this even more.
在二十章也是更加的说到这一点。
Because it's such a heavy responsibility and message to preach to the people.
这是非常重的这个压迫的这个担子，因为他需要来跟这些百姓来说教。
Right. And then in the second half of the verse we just read, He implies that he wasn't a prophet.
所以我们刚刚读的这一节呢，第二部分呢，他特别提到说，他好像就是说他不是先知。
No, 不想要当先知 ，Yeah.
他不想要当先知
，Right? Because it's not like he has charged interest, high interest against anybody. Yeah.
因为呢，他好像没有就是说跟人家收利息或者借贷。
But he's become a man of strife and of contention. Everyone doesn't like him.
所以他变得就是说每一个人都讨厌的人。
Right? Everyone curses him and despises him.
那每一个人甚至都会辱骂或者是诅咒他。
Right? So this is a heavy, heavy burden.
所以呢，这是对他来说非常重的重担。
So later in verse 15, Jeremiah prays to God.
那后来在十五节，耶利米为跟神祷告。
Right, let's read Jeremiah 15, verse 15.
那我们来看耶利米书十五章十五节。
Jeremiah 15:15. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your enduring patience, do not take me away. Know that for your sake, I have suffered rebuke.
主啊，你是知道的，求你纪念我，眷顾我，向逼迫我的人为我报仇，不要向他们忍怒取我的命。
Right, so this is a prayer request.
所以这是他的代祷事项。
Everywhere he went, people were despising him and cursing him.
所以呢，他不管去哪里呢，人们都咒骂他。
It was a very lonely calling, a very lonely task that God had him to do.
So, his 任命呢，或者是说他的呼召呢，是变得让他感觉到非常的孤独。
So he asked God, God, you know all of this.
So, he 跟神说，神啊，你是知道这一切的。
Right, and please remember me, please visit and attend to me.
求你纪念我，求你眷顾我。
In other words, to keep him strong.
基本上就是让他加添他的力量。
So he can keep going.
所以他可以继续的走下去。
And not only that, he asked God to take vengeance on everyone who's persecuting him.
不光是这样子，他还祈求神就是要向逼迫他的人来报仇。
So this prayer was heard by God. It was fruitful.
所以呢，这个祷告呢，被神垂听，那神就愿意听。
All right, let's read chapter 15, and let's read verse 20 and 21.
那我们看15章的20、21节。
Jeremiah 15, verse 20 and 21.
耶利米书15章20、21节。
And I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall, and they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you.For I am with you to save you and deliver you. Verse 21.
21节
I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible.
20节我必使你向这百姓成为坚固的铜墙，他们必攻击你，却不能胜你，因我与你同在，要拯救你，搭救你。这是主说的。
Oh, keep going. Yeah, sorry.
21节，我必搭救你，救离脱离恶人的手，救赎你脱离强暴人的手。
So Jeremiah's cries and prayers did not go unnoticed by God.
所以呢，耶利米的祈求呼求呢，在这边神就是完全知道。
Okay. And we must ask the question, why? Why was this prayer so effective? Why did it reach God?
那我们就要问一个问题，为什么他的祷告呢，就是这么有功效，可以达到神那边？
And the answer is basically the opposite of the Israelites.
那这个答案呢，就是说跟以色列百姓相反。
Right, because the spiritual condition of Jeremiah at that time was very good. It was very healthy.
因为呢，耶利米的属灵的灵性呢，在那个时候呢，是非常的正常，非常的健康的。
What were some characteristics of his spiritual life?
所以呢，他的属灵特征有哪一些呢？
Let's read verse 16.
我们可以看16章。
Jeremiah 15, verse 16.
耶利米书15章的16节。
Your words were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me,the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Please read.
主万军之神啊，我得着你的言语，我就当食物吃了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐。
Yeah, this is Jeremiah's attitude towards God's word.
所以这就是耶利米对于神的话语的这种态度。
Right. He enjoys it. He takes it as his food.
所以呢，他非常的享受，他就是把它当成食物吃了。
So if we want our prayers to be heard,
所以我们希望我们的祷告被垂听的话，
let us imitate this attitude of Jeremiah.
那我们就要学习耶利米的这个态度。
Right. Be sensitive to the word of God and enjoy the word of God.
对神的话语非常的敏感，然后也非常喜欢享用神的话。
Right. Continue to attend services and hear the word of God.
那尽量的参加聚会，然后多听神的话语。
Continue to read the Bible daily to receive the word of God.
甚至每天要阅读圣经，然后来领受神的言语。
Because God's word will nourish us and make us more and more righteous.
因为神的言语呢，会来帮助浇灌我们，然后让我们变得越来越强壮。
And just like it says in James, the prayer, the fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
所以呢，就像雅各书里面记载，虔诚人的祷告是非常的看重。
Okay. So this is the first thing we can learn, right? He loved the words of God.
所以这是我们可以学习的第一点，就是说他非常喜爱神的言语。Let's
now go back to chapter 15, verse 17.
那我们再看回耶利米书的15章17节。Jeremiah
15, verse 17.
耶利米书15章的17节,
I did not sit in the assembly of the mockers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone because of your hand, for you have filled me with indignation.
我没有坐在厌乐人的会中，也没有欢乐，因我因你的感动独自静坐，因你使我满心愤恨。
What is this verse saying?
这是什么？这一节是在说什么呢？
He's talking about Jeremiah. He chose rather to be alone than conform to all those sinful people that were around him.
在这边耶利米呢，他来形容就是说他宁愿来孤独，但是不要变得像他周围这些人一样。
We know we humans, we seek social connections.
那我们知道我们是人，因为我们会喜欢要做一些社交。We
also seek after acceptance from our peers.
那我们也希望呢，我们的朋友可以接受我们。It's
a very, very natural desire.
这是非常自然的这种态度。Right,
but for Jeremiah, he chose rather to be alone.
对耶利米来说呢，他选择要孤独。For
the sake of righteousness.
就是为了公义。This
also made his prayer effective before God.
所以呢，就是因为这样子呢，那他的祷告就会蒙神的垂听。We
know the book of James also says friendship with this world is enmity with God.
那雅各书里面也记载说，与世为友的就是与神为敌。Yeah,
so of course, if you're an enemy of God, will God want to listen to our prayers?
如果你是神的敌人，那神可能会想要听你的祷告吗？
Right, of course not. Yeah.
那当然不是这样子。
Just like how he did not want to, show any grace to these Israelites, these stubborn Israelites.
就是他甚至就是可以，就是不要施恩，对于这些以色列百姓。
Okay. So these are two very clear characteristics of Jeremiah that enabled his prayers to be fruitful.
所以呢，这也是耶利米的一些特征，让他的祷告变得非常的有功效。
God encouraged him saying, if you continue to stand before me, if you continue to do what is right, you know, God, he's going to be with him. He's going to make him strong and deliver him.
神鼓励他就是说继续的站立在我面前，继续的做这个正确的事情，那神就会让他坚强来扶他，就是扶助他，帮助他。So
today, we all believe in God. We all are pursuing after God.
那今天呢，我们所有的人都是信神，然后要追求神的。
Every day, we make our prayers before him, and we hope that they are heard.
那我们每天呢，都会向他祈祷，希望他可以垂听我们的祷告。
I hope today's message can help us to know how to adjust our prayer life.
那希望今天的讯息呢，可以来帮助我们，让我们知道怎么样调整我们的祷告生活。
See, God does not only care about the 15 minutes, 30 minutes that we're kneeling down to pray.
所以可以发现说，神并不在乎我们跪下来的15分钟、30分钟的祷告时间。
并不只是看重这个时间 ，Yeah. But God also cares very much on our daily life, and who we are before Him.
但是呢，神也是非常看重我们的日常生活，然后我们在他眼中的这个行为。
If we continue in serious, repetitive, intentional sins, one day there will be no turning back, right?
如果我们还需要继续犯这些严重就是不好的这些罪，那有一天真的是回不来。
Right. On the other hand, if we continue with a heart of loving God's word, of living righteously, God will listen to our prayers.
那在另一方面呢，如果我们过着喜爱他的言语，然后也是就是非常的心中欢喜快乐。的话，那神就会要听我们的祷告。
So, let us not waste our time and energy.
所以我们不要浪费我们的时间跟精力。
Let's make every prayer fruitful and effective.
所以我们让我们每一次的祷告都变得有果效，然后有就是达到神的面前。
This concludes our evening message. We're going to now kneel down to pray.
所以我们结束今天晚间的讯息，那现在要一起跪下来祷告。
Let us ponder upon our prayer life and continue to
那我们可以思考一下我们的祷告生活
and to adjust ourselves
然后来做一些调整。
Let's now kneel down and pray.
那我们先跪下来祷告。